A sell-off turns into some gains in corn, soybeans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. I'll have settlements coming up momentarily. We'll begin with market analysis to find out why the markets did a little bit of a flip-flop on Thursday. I checked in for analysis with Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain near the end of trade. Mike, another sell-off to start the day, but then a change, and everything turned to the high side, albeit very near steady or even in corn and beans, before beans started to gather a little bit of upside momentum, wheat higher as well. Why the sudden change in the markets?
Good question, Andy, and I'm not sure I can explain why it changed that way, other than just to say we've traded both sides today, and perhaps with the soybean harvest, you know, substantially nearing the finish line, although we still have some bean harvest to go, and we did not get any export sales today to support anything, except for corn. We did get a nice daily flash export sale this morning of 197,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico and 101,000 metric tons to an unknown destination. But looking at the news wire, I really can't explain what caused the midday comeback here, other than the financial markets look like they might be providing a little bit of strength today. But I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't. But it is green at the moment, and we'll just hope that it stays that way. Although I have to say that it does surprise me a little bit that we did make the recovery from where we started this morning. We have traded both sides, and unfortunately, it looks like with the size of the crop, soybean crop and the corn crop, it wouldn't surprise me if we didn't go down. Maybe tomorrow will be the down day, but let's call today at least at the time we're doing this report, a pleasant Thursday report time. Let's talk about harvest progress, substantial harvest progress. I mean, folks are getting tired. Farmers are getting tired. They have been working hour after hour, day after day, week after week now, bringing in harvest 24. And we have some folks, not a large number of folks that we deal with on a regular basis, but a number of folks at our various locations who have completed both the corn and soybean harvests for 2024. They'd like to get out in the fields and do some fall tillage work, but problem is some of the tillage tools, they can't get in the ground because it's so dry that especially for chisel plows and so forth, it's hard to get that tillage tool to go in the ground. So a rain would be welcome. And certainly we had frost this morning.
Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain, and Mike's number is 800-666-0613. Settlements now from Thursday trade up 2 cents on Dease Corn, 406 and three quarters, up three quarters on the March, 421 and a quarter. 8 3/4 higher, Novi Beans, 988 and three quarters. That contract leading the markets higher, 4 cents up on January at 998. And December wheat up 4.5, 589.5. In the meats, quiet. December live cattle, 186.17, down 42. December lean hogs down 2 at 77.67. Feb contract, 81.55, up 45. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.